You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, welcome back to another episode of the Pittsburgh Steelers Injury Report Podcast. I'm Jeff Hartman, co-editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com with you, and it's Thursday. That's a crucial day, in my opinion, for the injury reports across the National Football League. Not only is it when fantasy football owners start to kind of take a look and say, huh, what's going on out there? What should I be worried about? What should I be thinking about? That's what we're going to be talking about today, is the Pittsburgh Steelers 5-0 prepare for the Tennessee Titans 5-0 in Nashville. In week 7, let's get right to it. The Pittsburgh Steelers, I always like to recap Wednesday's report and then talk about what Thursday's report is. So on Wednesday, Roethlisberger and Tuitt were given days off, not injury related. Juju Smith-Schuster didn't practice with a knee. Hilton didn't practice with a shoulder. Derek Watt didn't practice with a hamstring. Pouncey didn't practice with a foot. And we know that Devin Bush is out with his knee injury. David DeCastro with an abdominal injury was limited, and Deontay Johnson with the back was a full participant. Both of those last two players, Johnson and DeCastro, missed the Week 6 game against the Cleveland Browns. So what does it look like for Thursday? Let's take a look. Quarterback Ben Roethlisberger was limited on Thursday. Now, I know that there's probably a lot of fans out there that are like, whoa, 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 Jeff, pump the brakes, my friend. Limited? He had a not injury-related miss on Wednesday, which is normal. Always misses Wednesday, and then you're saying he's limited on Thursday? What happened? Well, key here, next to where it says normally NIR, which not injury-related, it's slash personal, meaning Roethlisberger missed a portion of practice for personal reasons. I don't know if his kids had a doctor's appointment. I don't know if he had a doctor, whatever the case may be. He's not hurt. He missed a little bit of practice, but he got there and he was there practicing in the later portions of practice. Randy Feetner, offensive coordinator, said to the media, it was not a big deal. Let's talk about people that also returned to practice. Deontay Johnson was a full participant again for the second straight day with his back injury. He looks like he is in the clear and good to go for this Sunday. Juju Smith-Schuster, as he has been the past 3 weeks, after a day off, he's back to full participation with his knee injury. Marquise Pouncey was back as a full participant with his foot. David DeCastro gets upgraded. That's right. From a limited participant Wednesday to a full participant on Thursday, and Stephon Tuitt returned to practice fully participating. Devin Bush obviously has not been put in injured reserve yet, so he is still listed as did not participate and ruled out. I would expect that move to happen probably on Friday is my guess, and I'm not sure what they're going to do. Speculation is that maybe they take his roster spot and put Stefan Wisniewski in there. That depends on if Stefan Wisniewski is healthy enough and is recovered enough from his pectoral injury to actually be a viable option and not just to waste a roster spot. The Steelers do have time before they have to make a decision on Wisniewski coming back or Wisniewski staying on injured reserve for the rest of the year. Not everything was great for the Steelers on this Thursday injury report. Derek Watt, with that hamstring, again, did not participate. That is not a good sign for him playing on Sunday in Tennessee. Those hamstrings, we all know what they're like. If you've ever yanked a hamstring, whether you're playing, you know, touch football, flag football, church league softball, whatever the case is, if you've ever pulled a hamstring, you know it's a very delicate injury. And so I would guess, I'd probably put a lot of money down that Derek Watt does not play on Sunday. But here's another injury to keep an eye on. Mike Hilton with a shoulder did not participate again. I didn't see this coming. I thought that he'd at least be a limited participant. That's not good. Now, could Mike Hilton practice on Friday and be considered questionable? Absolutely, he could. But right now, I'm going to say that I don't think Mike Hilton plays. When you talk about his position, the way that he plays that position, that's going to be a tough go for him with his shoulder injury. And then when you think about Devin Bush not being there, and if Hilton misses, those are two big players on that Steelers defense that could be missing. But again, things can change. Friday's report could be more positive for the Steelers. Mike Hilton could be back. It's all a possibility. We'll have to see. What about the other side of the fence, the Tennessee Titans? On Wednesday, the only name that was really of note was Jadeveon Clowney missed practice with a knee. Let's take a look at what Thursday looks like. Clowney returned to practice as a full participant, so he's probably good to go. Mike Vrabel probably just gave him a day off. Tight end Mecole Pruitt, he returned. He was sick. But tackle Isaiah Wilson, he missed with an illness. So maybe they have a little illness that's not COVID-19 going through the locker room. Well, who knows? Defensive lineman Daquan Jones, he was a full participant with a foot injury. Tackle Dennis Kelly with a knee was full. Tight end Jonnu Smith, an ankle was full. But here's something to keep an eye on. Just like with the Steelers, with Mike Hilton, there's a name that you got to keep an eye on. Wide receiver A.J. Brown did not participate with a knee injury. Now, it's worth noting that on Wednesday, A.J. Brown, the second-year wide receiver out of Ole Miss, was not on the injury report. That means that something happened between Wednesday and Thursday. I don't know how serious it is. Friday will tell us a lot, but that is a name to keep an eye on. That offense with A.J. Brown in it is far more dynamic than when he isn't in it. He is a monster of a receiver, and Mike Tomlin labeled him as a mismatch nightmare during his Tuesday press conference talking about the talented second-year wide receiver. So there you have it. There's the updated injury report. Thursday is a very telling day in terms of injury reports, but it's not the end of the world if a player has not participated. So let's talk a little bit about the ramifications of some of these injuries, not only with fantasy football, but from a football perspective as well. So take a look at, you think about Mike Hilton on the Steelers. If Mike Hilton is unable to participate and he can't practice and there he can't play, what are they going to do? Well, what they did the last time, so when he got hurt, and that was in week six against the Browns, believe it or not, the Steelers on more than one occasion put Justin Lane, second-year cornerback out of Michigan State, on the outside. They put Steven Nelson in the slot, and they kept Cam Sutton in as the dimebacker. Will they do that when they have a whole week to prepare? I don't know. I'm not sure. Everyone assumed that Justin Lane might be able to play inside and outside. I'm not so sure that that's a position that anyone can just play. I don't think that playing slot cornerback is something that any defensive back can just go in and do. It's different. It's a different beast playing inside compared to outside. Would they think about using Sean Davis in there in that, you know, Mike Hilton type role? Maybe. We haven't seen Sean Davis yet this entire season since they picked him up from the Washington football team after he was cut. The Steelers have options, but it's going to be worth watching to see how that defense gets acclimated, not only without Devin Bush, you know, Robert Spillane, Ulysses Gilbert III, Marcus Allen, they're all expected to put their hand in the pile, as Mike Tomlin would say, but how do they handle it if Mike Hilton can't play? I'm not saying that he's out. Don't read too much into this. More just speculation about what would it look like if he isn't able to play. From a fullback standpoint, they're probably pretty comfortable without Derek Watt because he's been in and out of the lineup the last few weeks. And they've shown that they're capable of running the football without a fullback. But if they had to, Vance McDonald's done that. He's been back in the backfield. And even Tyson Alualu on occasion has been back there in goal line situations. For the Titans, you know, with Clowney back, they need him because their defense obviously is not as stout as most people think when they think about the Tennessee Titans. Make sure you check out my Let's Ride podcast on Friday where I talk about that Titans defense at length and how it goes up against the Steelers offense. But also, that A.J. Brown injury, I can't stress this enough. That is a player that's not only fantasy football as a stud, but if you take him away, they just don't have the weapons that scare you. They don't. Outside of Derrick Henry, they do not have the wide receiving weapons that make defensive coordinators, in this case Keith Butler, stay up at night wondering, how in the world are we ever going to defend these guys? They just don't have it. So we'll keep an eye on the A.J. Brown injury. That is going to be huge, and we'll see. And obviously, you look at, you know, two tackles on the list. They're already missing Taylor Lewin. any other tackle that can't play for whatever reason, illness, knee, whatever, is going to be a big deal for the Tennessee Titans. So Friday, in this case, is going to be a big day for this injury report. We'll see what players are labeled in terms of questionable or doubtful. We'll see. Anything can happen in 24 hours. Make sure that wherever you're listening to these podcasts that you follow us. So if you're on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Anchor, Pandora, you name it, follow us so you don't miss a thing. And then make sure you check out all of our morning podcasts. It's My Let's Ride on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, the Live Mic on Tuesday, the Steelers Stat Geek on Thursday, and all of our PM and weekend shows. Don't miss a thing. Follow, subscribe. We appreciate it. And all, as always, BehindTheSteelCurtain.com should be your one-stop shop for all things Pittsburgh Steelers. We have film room breakdowns. We have commentary. We have the breaking news. You name it, we have it. Period. Love that site. It's not just because I'm the editor. But with that, that wraps up our podcast for the day. Make sure you check out my injury report podcast on Friday. In the meantime, be safe, be kind, and God bless. Go Steelers.